Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله عليم بذات الصدور صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Allah has blessed the Ummah with His two names, Al-Muqaddim and Al-Mu'akhir. Al-Muqaddim and Al-Mu'akhir, the two names are interconnected, intertwined. For a person to understand these two names, both the names have to be explained. Al-Muqaddim, the root words are Qaf, Dal and Meem. And the meaning it gives is Taqdeem. And so Al-Muqaddim would mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who grants advancement, the one who is the giver of advancement, something that is brought forward, something that is brought forward. So that is the meaning of Muqaddim. So something that is brought forward, and Al-Mu'akhir is the opposite. Al-Mu'akhir means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show something but with a delay. It comes later on. Al-Mu'akhir is from Ta'khir, the delayer, or something that is deferred, the deferrer. That is the meaning of Muqaddim and Mu'akhir. Inshallah, when I give you a few examples, it will become very, very clear. If somebody was to say that why should I respect my mother and father because they were born before me. They were born before me. So here we see that the children come later and the parents come much earlier. And so if somebody was to say, why should I respect my parents? I don't require myself to be in that position to respect my parents just because they were born before me. And so they were only born before me, why should I respect them? The answer to this is, it is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the mansha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He brings about things in the right time. And because it is through the parents comes your existence, and that Allah is Al-Muqaddim and Allah puts something before you, and when Allah is telling you that you have to show respect, it means you have to show respect. And so this will actually answer all our questions. If somebody was to say, why did Adam alayhi salatu wasalam come in this dunya, and why was Adam the first prophet? Why wasn't Musa alayhi salam the first prophet? Why wasn't Isa alayhi salam the first prophet? Why Adam alayhi salam? And why was Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam the last prophet? The answer is very simple. Allah is al-muqaddim and Allah is mu'akhir. It is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He grants allocation and He appoints the right time for anything and everything to come into existence. And so it is the selection of Allah, because He is al-muqaddim. He can put someone in the middle, He can put someone after Him, He can put someone somewhere else, and He can put someone somewhere else. And for an example, many examples, if someone says that, why wasn't I in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And it would have been good for me if I was a Sahabi. It would have been good for me if I was a Sahabi. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got you in this dunya after Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in. Why? Because He is mu'akhir. He is also mu'akhir. So your coming in this dunya was with delay. And Sahaba were there with Huzur alayhi salatu was salam. That is their good fortune. And so a person cannot put this question to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why this and why that and why does this not happen and why does this happen? Because everything is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came last from amongst the prophets. That is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one thing we need to understand, which is very, very important, my respected brothers, and inshallah I want you to listen to me very attentively. By somebody coming before someone and somebody coming into this dunya, or anything or any example that comes to your mind, if something is first and then something is last, that first and last does not mean that the one that came first is with virtue. Doesn't mean that. That something that happened before is with virtue, and something that happened much later on has no honor. There is no significance of that. So for an example, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the last ummah. The ummah is the last ummah. The community of Nuh alayhi salam, the ummah of Musa alayhi salam, the ummah of Isa alayhi salam, the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam, they all came before this ummah, before you and I. But despite all that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given honor to this ummah. The ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so this is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is al-muqaddim, He is al-mu'akhir. Subhanallah. If you have more than one wife, you know, and if the second wife was to say to you, oh, I wish I was your first wife. Bayno. Oh, I wish I was here. And for an example, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's first wife. And then Hazrat Aisha, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's second wife, with Hazrat Sauda. For Hazrat Khadija to come first, that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-muqaddim and al-mu'akhir. She becomes muqaddim, she comes in front of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. But Hazrat Aisha is in front of Hazrat Hafsa. She is in front of Hazrat Hafsa. So all of these things are all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is one very beautiful ayat of the Quran in Suratul Anbiya. If a person can understand this ayat-e kareema, then his entire life will be with peace, will go with salamati, with peace. One small ayat of the Quran. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wahum yus'alun. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wahum yus'alun. The translation of this ayat-e kareema is that
Nobody can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He does, but He can put a question to everyone. But He can put a question to everyone. If somebody was to say, I wanted this, I wanted to become this, why wasn't I with Imam Bukhari? Why wasn't I with Imam Malik? But who were you? You were a non-entity. You were not even in existence. Allah is Al-Awwal, Allah is Al-Akhir, and He knows what He is doing. You are a non-entity. In fact, even before human beings, I gave you an example of this ummah, even before the human race, Allah created before the human race jinns and angels. The malaika were already created, and the jinns were already created. England was occupied by jinns. Africa was occupied by jinns. They occupied this dunya for a very, very long period of time. Scholars have mentioned so much so that there was also the system of nabuwat amongst the jinns. That some amongst the jinns were given nabuwat, prophethood, to go to their jinns and explain to them that you only worship only one God, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were in this dunya much before insan. Much before insan. That is why we know the story of Azazil, who we call Iblis. But Azazil was considered to be a very, very pious jinn. He became so pious that access was given to him in the heavens, and the angels would allow him also to be there because of his piety. But khair, what happened thereafter? It's a long story, and that is not our topic. So even Anbiya amongst the jinns were appointed. This is mentioned in the kitabs. But then there was difficulty. There was a lot of difficulty. There was chaos and shararat, mischief amongst the jinns. And then later on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And so when Adam alayhi salam was created again, the malaika, the angels had already seen what the jinns had done in this world. So it was in their mind. So they said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَا. Allah Pak, are you going to create another creation? Look at the jinns, what they have done. And so what will the human beings do? The same thing. They will shed blood. وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَا. And they will fight amongst themselves. They will shed blood also, because the example of the jinns was already there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. What I know, you know not. You have no knowledge of that. And so I'm giving you an example that even before insan, other creations were created, like the jinns and the angels. Now, this body that we have, this body, this carcass, the body that we have, before this body was created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the arwah, the ruh, the soul. The soul. So here again we see al-muqaddim, al-mu'akhir. That first Allah created the arwah, the souls. So every man who was going to come to this dunya, the soul was created. The ruh was created. And then at the right time, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted this man or a woman to come into this dunya, then the ruh was transported from alam-e arwa into the body. And then he came into this dunya. Now look at this dunya. Even before the body was created, again another mas'ala, the ruh was created first. And before this body, Allah had created the taqdeer of every human being. Before the body, before the ruh comes into the body, The soul enters the body, destiny, fate, taqdeer, predestiny. Everything was in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith it is mentioned that the qalam, the pen has written everything. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Mi'raj, he could hear the screeching sound of the pen. So everything has been written. This is to symbolize that everything what we do, everything what is happening, that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I'm going to inshallah explain this to you. Also this is something very, very important. But my respected brothers, now imagine, we came into this dunya, the body came to us later on. This tells you that more important than this body is the soul. More important than the body is the soul. That is why the body of Adam alayhi salatu was salam was already there. The construction of his body was done. Allah Pak did not say to the angels, do sajda to him. Not to the clay that was there. The face was there, the body was there, the hands were there, the legs were there. The angels would see that Adam, the image of Adam is there. But at that time Allah Pak did not say, do sajda. Prostrate, no, no. The minute the ruh entered the body, when the ruh entered the body, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now I want all of you to do sajda. This tells you that the value and the worth of everyone here is not of the outwardly image that we have, the body that we have, this mask that we have put on, that this is my face, this is my body, this is my hands, my legs. That is very important, of course. But more important is the soul, the ruh that is inside. That is more important. And then when we come in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are in the year 2016, we are in this dunya. But then Allah is al-mu'akhir. There is something else that is waiting for us and Allah has delayed that. And there is a delay that is in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that delay is for us to move from one world to another world. And that world in the Quran is called barzakh. What is it called? وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. And a person can only go into barzakh if he is to taste death. He can't go otherwise. And for somebody to say, okay, you know what? He's only 22 years of age and he died, and that person is 65 and 75 years of age and he died. You know, why? This boy had to die so young and this man was so old. But Allah is al-muqaddim and Allah is al-mu'akhir. What is it? Allah is al-muqaddim and Allah is al-mu'akhir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes someone quickly. He is the expediter. He can take something very, very quickly. And sometimes he can delay the stay of a person in this dunya. If Allah wants a person, two children are born in the year 2016. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides both are born in general hospital, side by side, the beds are here, both are Muslim boys. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that this boy, I will call him early. I will call him early. He is al-muqaddim. Allah wants to bring him forward quickly. So Allah will grant him only 15, 16 years of life. Allah says, I'm going to call him early, bas. And for another person, let him stay with delay, let his stay be in this dunya. So he is in this dunya maybe for 80 years, 90 years, 100 years. Again, everything is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man who understands al-muqaddim, al-mu'akhir will never ever have any kind of a problem. And so after death, then a person goes into one place, it is called barzakh. Then again he is waiting in barzakh. After barzakh, then he has to move to another place, which is called alame jaza. And that is the main destination. That is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make groups of people. Some will go in this direction and some will go in this direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the direction of Jannatul Firdaus. And this will be the final destination. This is where everything will end. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-muqaddim and Allah is al-mu'akhir. Now, my respected brothers, what we need to understand, that what is meant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written the destiny of every individual. What does that mean? It means that Allah's knowledge is such that Allah has given the human being the free choice. The free choice. And even the free choice that is given to him, because Allah's knowledge is such that if Allah has given him 50, 60, 70 years in this dunya, Allah knows what actions he will do. Allah knows whether that person will be with Islam or he will not be with Islam. And because of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah writes the taqdeer of that person on the forehead. Allah writes the taqdeer on the forehead. It's like somebody who the ustad, the teacher has been teaching a class for 5-6 years and he knows that there is one student who is very sharir, one who will mess around a lot. You understand? So no matter what somebody says, but the ustad has got so much experience and he will say to somebody, look, you know, this boy is going to go there. But I bet you nothing will happen. He will do this, he will do that, he will do that. And then he will come back. And it happens like that because of the experience of the teacher. So that is the knowledge of that human being. Then imagine the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah's knowledge is such that Allah knows everything that is before and Allah knows everything that is after. So there is no such thing as past, present or future for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His knowledge is complete. During the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, a man was caught stealing. And so the qadi gave a fasla, you know, a hukam that, you know, you'll have to cut his hand. One hand should be cut. So this man thought that, let me be clever in front of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab. So he said, Hazrat, you are going to cut my hand when it was written in my destiny for me to steal. What did he say? A fool is that person who says this, who blames Allah Pak all the time. He is a fool. He is a fool. You see, for me to come and to perform Isha namaz, I could be in my house sitting in my room and say, I'm just going to sit here. And if Allah wants, you know, Allah will take me to Masjid Umar on the pulpit and I will sit. Doesn't happen that way. I am sitting here because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to do. It is by the permission of Allah that I am sitting here. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the strength, the energy to think, to do and everything. So I have to come and I do what I need to do. That is an intelligent person. So he says, Allah has written in my taqdeer that I should steal, and so you're going to cut my hand. Hazrat Umar was Hazrat Umar, very powerful man. So the jallad was there. So he said, Hazrat Umar said to him, yeah, wait. So Hazrat Umar said, bye, make sure you cut his hand, one hand, because cutting his one hand was also in his taqdeer. Because cutting one hand is also in his destiny. That is also in his destiny. If he said that stealing was in my destiny, then Hazrat Umar gave another answer, then even punishing you for that is in your destiny. Islam is a very pragmatic religion. It is user-friendly. Islam is user-friendly. Very easy. Islam does not advocate a life of carelessness. Just because simply a person thinks that, you know, my taqdeer is written so I can do whatever I want. No. Islam does not advocate that you become carefree and careless in your life. Not at all. What taqdeer actually means, that is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, It means that you take all the precaution you need to take. After taking all the precaution, then understand there is no guarantee of the result that you want. There is no guarantee of the result that you want. So for an example, a man has got a beautiful car, MOT pass, the wheels are good, driving 40, 50 miles per hour, seat belt is on. It wouldn't be for Umar Farooq, but you have to be very careful. The laws are now different now. So you put on the seat belt and he is driving and, you know, he is making sure that I'm a law-abiding citizen, driving slow, everything. And then all of a sudden something from the back comes or a truck comes and, you know, hits him and he's got an accident. So he took all the precautionary measures he could, but there is no guarantee of the result what you are wanting. That is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is one hadith, my respected brothers, I know you might be tired, but just give me a few more minutes. Listen to this very beautiful hadith. Anas radiallahu ta'ala an is the narrator, it is in Tabarani. It is hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are from my servants those that only if I was to give them sickness, then they will continuously worship me. They are from my servants that only if I inflict on them sickness and make them ill, only then they will continue worshipping me. And then Allah says, they are from my servants those, if I was to subject them only with good health, only then they will worship me. And then they are from my servants those that I have to give them a lot of wealth, only then they will worship me. If wealth was taken, then there is a possibility that they would abandon me, then they are losers. If sickness was not there, they would abandon me, then they are the losers. If health was taken away, then they are the losers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I regulate the matter with my wisdom. I regulate the matter with my wisdom. So don't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. He is muqaddim and he is muakhir. He is muqaddim and he is muakhir. And the beauty of the fact that a person believes in taqdeer, that is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because this article of faith in faith brings closure to the difficulties of life. To the difficulty of life. Now, Dr. Tawfiq Saab, I know I've given many examples, but subhanAllah, it still touches you in the heart because I know the sons and we were there, an incredible family. His entire family passed away. His entire family passed away. So what gave him that energy and strength to still stand up? Iman on taqdeer. What is it? Iman on taqdeer. For him to say that this was the wish of my Allah and so be it. What did he say? This was the wish of my Allah. This is what Allah wanted from me, for my family. So be it. Ma qaddar Allah. If a person does not have that level of iman, that is why Islam is such a blessing, that when somebody becomes a Muslim, you remind him and you tell him, wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala. That anything good that comes to you, anything bad comes to you, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it brings a closure in life. That is why look at the beautiful teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that after taking all the precaution in life, a calamity comes to you, something unpleasant happens to you, Then never ever say love. Never say love. Love is in Arabic word, not English, eh? Love. La takul law. La takul law. Don't say love. Fa inna law in Muslim Sharif. This is in the Sahih of Imam Muslim. Fa inna law taftahu amal ash-shaytan. Don't say only if I drove slowly this accident would not have happened and so many people would not have died. Only if I did not make an investment there I would have not lost £50,000. Only if I did that, or only if I did that, or only if I did that, or only if I did that. Or if somebody says that, you know what, I wanted to get married to that lady only if I had proposed to her quickly. No, don't say if. If the word if opens the door for the shaitan for you to relive that trauma again. For you to relive that trauma again. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the ummah, don't say if now. Finished. What has happened? Take it straight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma qaddar Allah. Look, you know, this is the will of Allah. If somebody is not blessed with children, somebody else is blessed with children, let him not despair. It is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody is a multi-millionaire and this man is trying and trying and trying to be rich, no, that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is a great blessing. It gives closure in a person's life. Any difficulty that comes, he can close it immediately by saying what? There are people who become depressed simply because of divorce that is given, or simply because a calamity or a partner has left them, or children have left them. But subhanallah, a believer is so strong, he says, Ma qaddar Allah. You know, this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is taqdeer. And this is something which is so important for us to believe. I have many things to say, my respected brothers, but inshallah we stop here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to understand this very beautiful name, Al-Muqaddim and Al-Mu'akhir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes delays also punishment. This is Mu'akhir. And sometimes a person is leading a sinful life and he thinks, look at me, you know, I don't pray this and I don't do this and I'm committing so many sins, but even then, you know, Allah is blessing me with many blessings. The doors of blessings are still open. A person needs to be scared because Allah is Al-Mu'akhir. Allah says in Surah Fatir, the last ayat, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسِ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. If Allah was to take on task, Allah was to take on and grip a person and punish him for what he is doing, بِمَا كَسَبُوا, then not a single creature would walk on the face of this earth. وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ. But they don't know that Allah is Al-Mu'akhir. Allah is giving them a chance. Allah is giving them a chance. وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ. So don't take advantage of that freedom which Allah Pak is giving you, because that could be a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. It is a bit late, inshallah, when Isha comes a bit down, that's the time we will also do muraqabah for a few minutes. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.